Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, terrific six-game win streak came to an end last night. And first off, let's talk about Cody Anderson, who is now on his way back to Columbus as you get Jabba Chamberlain back on the active roster. Boy, it seems like even in the same game, Terry, there are times he is just flat-out dominant. And then what happens?
Well, you're right. When he's making his pitches and executing, he is. He's really, you know, he's got power fastball, really good changeup, you know, developing breaking ball that at times shows pretty good. And then when he misses, he seems to be missing, you know, at the wrong time. And he's leaving pitches up, and they're not just getting hits. You know, they're hitting extra base hits. And you know, he knows it. You know, I know he's frustrated about it. And that's probably part of the problem. Probably trying too hard to make the perfect pitch when he's just working quick and executing and pounding the zone. That's when he's really good.
And it's something, too, sometimes maybe you have a year where you don't get away with any mistakes. Seems like every time he's left the ball up, somebody's crushed it instead of fouling it back.
Well, and I certainly don't want to just say that for the year. But, right. but I know you're right, though, in games or in segments, sometimes you need a guy to foul a ball back. But that's why, you know, being consistent is so important, because you know those things usually even out. But over the course of a year, if you make your pitches, you're going to be okay.
Carlos Carrasco goes tonight. Now, are you again going to limit him pitch wise? And I'm guessing he'll be even sharper than the last time.
I hope so. And I don't, you know, again, you're not going to see him throw 115, but I don't think his pitch count will enter into the game. I think that how he's pitching and how he looks will determine when we take him out.
Well, and this is not an easy lineup, Tito. I mean, it's a pitcher's park yet for the most part, and yet they're third, or at least they were last night going into the game, in the major leagues in home runs. And, boy, that middle of the lineup is impressive.
Well, you're right. And when you look, you know, you got Cano and Cruz back-to-back. One's got 40-something, 648 RBIs. The other one's got 42. Bunch of home runs. Seager sitting behind them. And then you got Lind kind of sitting back there waiting to kind of clean up some things. No, they've done a good job. And Smith hitting second, one of the better fastball hitters in the game. They've put together a really good lineup, and they've done it different ways, but it's very productive.
On this league again this year, it seems like every series we're talking about the same thing. Either, boy, they've got a really dominant rotation, or a great bullpen, or a terrific lineup. We just saw a homestand, Baltimore, Texas, Kansas City. Now you come to Seattle. Gosh, there are just no games or series where you feel like, well, we don't have to be at our best and could maybe win.
Well, I don't think we've ever feel like that anyway, because I know when we don't play our best, we generally don't give ourselves a very good chance to win. But there's a reason they're over 500 and, you know, battling for first place, because they do a lot of things well. They've got a good bullpen. They can beat you when you make a mistake. They make you pay. And I can see them hanging around this year. They're pretty good.
Mike Napoli. I know it's tough not to write that name into the lineup.
I think it's good for him, though. You know, he's a big body guy, and he plays hard, and giving him a day every once in a while will be really good for him. You know, sometimes I think you try to go to the well too much, and then you lose a guy, and I'd rather make him take a day off, let him know he's not going to play coming in, and I think it'll do his body a world of good.
Well, you were losing bodies last night. Yan Gomes and Jose Ramirez, I don't even know how he stayed in the game after the foul ball. Any updates on both Gomes and Ramirez?
Ramirez, we have a late arrival today just because we've been playing a lot of baseball and some late arrivals. But Ramirez is here, and he's sore, but I think the trainers feel like they can get him going and he'll be okay. I mean, it's just sore. Certainly don't want to hit another ball off of there. As far as Gomer goes, boy, that's a, you know, anybody that's ever been a man and played, you know, this game, that doesn't feel good. And he took, you know, he took a good one. And you know, kind of the old line is you don't even want to watch a game on TV without wearing a cup. And that proves the point, man. I mean, that's rough duty. Now, he went to the hospital. He got ultrasound and everything. And fortunately, it's not worse than just a really hard ball hitting him in a bad place.
So he's not headed for the disabled list.
No. We're not going to start him tonight. But the hope is that he'll be able to go into the game if need be, and then play tomorrow. But we want to see how he shows up, and we'll certainly adjust if we need to.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Mariners coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.